I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, October 28th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. So I should clarify yesterday, what did I say? I said if I had to guess, my educated guess would be the SOCOM kill capture program is a precursor to rounding up and killing and capturing political dissidents here in America. I would say first it's the burning of the bridge over there because, you know, again, getting back to this false flag stuff, we played the clips of Trevor Aronson and Patrick Claussen, and that's the domestic and foreign policy aspects of the false flag strategy of tension. Modus operandi at work. But well, I'm sure that listeners of this broadcast know that the United States CIA was instrumental in creating the Afghan Mujahideen, which later became all of these splinters like Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Lashkar-e-Taiba, Nusra Front, etc., etc. And for those who don't know, just maybe look up Operation Cyclone. Even Wikipedia still tells that story. So, you know, Wikipedia. Operation Cyclone was a code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency program, CIA program, to arm and finance the Afghan Mujahideen, which, as I said, then splintered into all of these groups that we know now. And then, of course, there's Robin Cook's article in The Guardian the day after the London 7/7 bombings back in 2005. He wrote that infamous article, "The struggle against terrorism cannot be won by military means." In it, he wrote, "Throughout the 80s, bin Laden was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda, literally the database, was originally the computer file of the thousands of mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA to defeat the Russians." Then there was that infamous 1998 interview, if we're going back in time a little further, that Zbigniew Brzezinski sort of spilled the beans. You know, when he told us that according to the official version of history, CIA aid to the Mujahideen began during 1980. And he clarified, that is to say, after the Soviet army invaded Afghanistan. You know, so he was saying after Christmas 1979, but the reality, he said, secretly guarded until now, 1998, is completely otherwise. Indeed, it was July 3rd, 1979, that President Carter signed the first directive for secret aid to the opponents of the pro-Soviet regime in Kabul. And that very day, I wrote a note to the president in which I explained to him that, in my opinion, this aid was going to induce a Soviet military intervention. You know, help it happen on purpose. We didn't push the Russians to intervene, he said, but we knowingly increased the probability that they would. So then he was asked, when the Soviets justified their intervention by asserting that they intended to fight against the secret involvement of the United States in Afghanistan, people didn't believe them. However, there was a basis of truth. You don't regret anything today? You know, you look what you've done. You've created this mess of collateral damage and ostensibly unintended consequences. And, you know, weakened relations with the Russians and who knows who else as a result of your dishonesty in foreign policy. Brzezinski responded, regret what? That secret operation was an excellent idea. It had the effect of drawing the Russians into the Afghan trap. And you want me to regret it? The day the Soviets officially crossed the border, I wrote to President Carter, we now have the opportunity of giving the USSR its Vietnam War. And guess who's been embroiled in their Vietnam War for over two decades now? So then he was asked the question, and neither do you regret having supported the Islamic regime, having given them arms and advice, you know, to future terrorists. And Brzezinski replied, what is more important to the history of the world, the Taliban or the collapse of the Soviet Empire, some stirred up Muslims, or the liberation of Central Europe and the end of the Cold War? So do you think Brzezinski didn't know about Anthony Sutton's work . On the contrary, he did, and we know because he quoted, or he referred to Anthony Sutton's work. So do we think that maybe he didn't know that essentially the same folks who created the American industrial age created the Soviet industrial age, and state secrets were shared. That was something that Anthony Sutton made very clear. So Brzezinski knew all of this. In Between Two Ages, in fact, he wrote, "For impressive evidence of Western participation in the early phase of Soviet economic growth, see Anthony Sutton's Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development, 1917 and 1930, which argues that Soviet economic development for 1917 and 1930 was essentially dependent on Western technological aid, and that at least 95% of the industrial structure received this assistance. So, you know, like Anthony Sutton said, the best enemies money can buy. This is very devious. It's very sinister and Machiavellian. Playing God, essentially, raising up nations and bringing down nations. You got to have parity. You got to have an enemy. So Brzezinski says, you know, what's more important to the history of the world, the Taliban or the collapse of the Soviet Union? Some stirred up Muslims or the liberation of Central Europe and the end of the Cold War? The end of the Cold War. That was entirely fabricated. And essentially, by Brzezinski's own admission, so, you know, you have some folks hanging around who may still know about all of this and may know where the bodies are buried, so to speak. It's pretty astonishing. So this program, basically, that's kill capture, I think it's a curious thing. There are a lot of curious things going on these days, and when something is shrouded in mystery and not very clear, it seems that there's probably something more nefarious going on. So the kill capture program is one of those things where you just kind of have to wonder, so we're doing this now? Anand Gopal wrote a book about how the Taliban tried to surrender and the Department of Defense was like, nah, not yet. It's all about timing, comrades. So why the heightened intensity? Is it, again, to retrain and retool NATO for out-of-area missions, to go beyond the European theater? As RL33627 puts it, the CRS report. And if so, to where? So, I don't know. Just a lot of curious coincidences there. And speaking of things that don't make sense, you know, answers that don't answer, as Fred Hampton would say, the Alec Baldwin thing really has me bothered. I think it's interesting that, you know, the FBI confiscated, what was it? Apparently there were 500 rounds of ammo on the set, which isn't necessarily strange, but there are reports that a number of those rounds were live rounds, and there was, you know, there's so much sensationalism going on in that story now, and the FBI is going to analyze these rounds and then get back to us. Well, I don't have any confidence in the integrity of the FBI, and it's, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday. The Alec Baldwin situation reminds me of like Building 7. It is astonishing how everyone has been swept up into this establishment narrative. It was like right after September 11, 2001, and, you know, there was this one building that collapsed, and then all of a sudden, immediately, this sensational Hollywood narrative emerges that we hear, you know, so many times that there's a catastrophic failure, you know, in terms of 9/11, it was a catastrophic failure of intelligence, which resulted in the perfect storm. You know how we always hear about the perfect storm, and you say, wait a minute, there are some weird things going on here. I wouldn't call it a perfect storm. The Rust movie set seems to have been one of those kinds of situations. You know, you have this cascading collapse that results in the perfect storm. Catastrophic failure of protocol in this case, resulting in the perfect storm. It makes for a great story. It's very strange. I'm not sure exactly what to make of it yet. I gave my views of it, I think, what was that, Monday or Tuesday? I don't think that we can take anything for face value, that's for sure. Just another one of those crazy things that maybe we should be looking a little closer at. I find it absolutely fascinating that everybody everywhere is swept up in the narrative, even folks who should know better. I guess maybe I should say especially folks who should know better. Folks who question most things otherwise are saying, well, you know, he got what he deserved, or he's going to get what he deserves because he's not so fast. Anyway, enough about that. So my point of clarification, the SOCOM program, creating what Jeremy Scahill and others call dirty wars, it's not only a dry run, it's a way to tie up loose ends. So you tie up loose ends, you practice by tying up loose ends over there, and then you bring that program over here. Yeah. So Dunning-Kruger. It's interesting to me that David Dunning did a little talk back in 2017, Why Ignorance Fails to Recognize Itself. The description: psychological data suggests that people are not very good at knowing what they do not know. As a consequence, they often claim expertise that they do not have. And so David Dunning talked about the scope of his own ignorance, how our own ignorance is often invisible to us, what potential consequences this invisibility has in personal, social, and economic realms. I think this is a fascinating companion to what's going on in America these days. I met a gentleman yesterday, actually prior to making his acquaintance, I was eavesdropping on his conversation. It was a very public conversation, so it wasn't really eavesdropping per se, but some fascinating things happened. I'll mention that when we come back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That old cliche, or paraphrase that old cliche, you know, he says, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they are ignorant, but that they know so much that isn't so. It's interesting how that works. I'm going to probably transition to, you know, more things we can do about what's going on these days. I was reading again Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs by Dr. Brad Case yesterday, especially around the 150, 160, 170 page range. And the situation with cancer. And issues of microscopy and magnification, and whether the subject being observed is alive or dead, and so on and so on. It's really fascinating stuff. And when you think about how microscopy works generally still, and the fact that typically what you're looking at is something that's dead. I mean, how can you observe something that's dead and know much about it really with any assurance? It would be like someone observing your corpse or my corpse and then trying to tell a story about, you know, how you would behave in certain situations. It's very difficult to tell, obviously, yet that's what's going on. So fascinating stuff. You know, Louis Pasteur and the germ theory that basically has everything backwards and keeps this allopathic combine in operation. It's a fascinating issue, and one that few people look into, and they take so many things for granted. You know, Royal Rife had a machine that cured cancer, apparently, and so where is that machine today? As Brad Case writes, you know, as the story goes, Morris Fishbein had them all destroyed. And he was a henchman, a lackey for the allopathic cartel. It's bad for business to be curing things. Can you imagine if you didn't have to be treated for something, treated for symptoms your whole life, what this would do to the medical industry? Again, when you start factoring in the notion of inflation, all the billions and billions of dollars that have gone into maintaining the status quo, if you will, to keep this combine going. And, you know, there are simple questions. What about all of this cancer research? I mean, are you really telling me for decades and decades, all the billions of dollars at this point that have been poured into the efforts to hopefully cure cancer, the best we have is technology that's still 100 years old? Doesn't that seem kind of unlikely? You know, you hear about so much advancement in so many areas, and yet, you know, there are fancier gadgets and there's a fancier veneer, but behind the veneer is technology that's 100 years old. How is that possible? Doesn't it kind of make a person scratch their head? So, you know, you have the Morris Fishbeins maintaining the status quo. And, you know, the Flexner Report. And now, after we have the Flexner Report, all these years later, if you're somebody like a Royal Rife, you know, you're prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license, even though you're curing people. No, he's a quack. It's quackery. Okay, well, has the treatment been... Maybe I'll give you an interesting example. When we come back, stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome back. All right, I don't want to get too hung up on this stuff, but, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is the number one lobby in Congress, I believe, right? All told, the pharmaceutical industry spends nearly, what, $300 million a year at this point, lobbying Congress. So, you know, you go back in time and read about the Flexner Report, for example, and the way that anyone who says anything different is vilified. Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching, the Carnegie Foundation for, I mean, even NPR knows about the Flexner Report. There was the, remember the anniversary article in NPR, 2010, the Flexner Report and Medical Education. So, Robert Siegel, this is from Abraham Flexner's description of kind of American school that he reported on 100 years ago. The schools, he wrote, were essentially private ventures, money-making in spirit and object. Income was simply divided among the lecturers. No applicant for instruction who could pay his fees or sign his note was turned down. Secretarial school and barber college, or anyone can learn to draw art school. None of the above. Flexner was describing medical education in the United States. How horrifying. The report that he issued for the Carnegie Foundation, published in 1910, led to the reform of medical schools. And in this centennial year of the Flexner Report, we've invited Paul Starr, professor of sociology and public affairs at Princeton University, to talk about it. Someone like Paul Starr to tell us in NLP sort of fashion to just, you know, soothe away any concerns that might remain to this day. 100 years later, Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching, CFAT, is a U.S.-based education policy and research center. It was founded by Andrew Carnegie in 1905 and chartered in 1906. By an act of the United States Congress, so therefore it's official, right? Again, back to the lobbying. The best institutions money can buy. Among its most notable accomplishments are the development of the Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association, TIAA, the Flexner Report on Medical Education, etc., etc. That's right from the opening of the Wikipedia entry for the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching, no less. So, in his book, Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs, Brad Case writes about Gaston Nason's, a Canadian who has continued the work of folks like Beauchamp and Rife, etc., in contravention to the Pasteurian, what do you call it? Starts with a D, can't think of the word. And this treatment, 714-X, for cancer. And so it's interesting, just as a momentary sort of brief aside, Wikipedia discusses this subject matter. So let's just go on a trip here. 714X, Wikipedia, 714-X. History, let's see, 714X was developed by Gaston Nason's, a native of France, and tried there for practicing medicine without a license. That's the first sentence. That's the opening sentence. It's important to get that out. Nason's moved to Quebec and continued his research from the early 70s, 1970s. In 1989, he was arrested but acquitted from charges of accessory to murder. He was arrested but acquitted. But still, the acquitted sort of falls through the cracks, right? Oh my goodness, he was arrested and acquitted for charges, from charges of accessory to murder after a cancer patient using 714X died following refusal to take conventional medical treatment. Oh my goodness, what a monster. How many patients have died as a result of chemotherapy? Should all of those doctors, should all of those medical folks be tried as an accessory to murder? the name 714X described, etc. Well, was chosen by Anasins to symbolize his initials, the 7th and 14th letters of the alphabet, and the year of his birth, 1924, as X is the 24th letter. The marketers claimed that 714X works by counteracting the harm done by somatids, a purported life form which is not bacterial, viral, or fungal, but which instead belongs to a distinct domain unknown to science and medicine. That is not exactly accurate, but it's a good way to spin it and make it sound like, oh, what quackery. No, actually, to say it's unknown to a distinct domain unknown to science and medicine is to sidestep the entire discussion of germ theory versus terrain theory and the whole basis of the investigation and the resulting treatment of cancer by folks like Royal Rife. So that these, you know, it's the basically it's the distinction between, I guess in simplest terms, it is the pleomorphic discussion. It's pleomorphism versus monomorphism. Monomorphism is, you know, you're looking through a microscope at dead objects, essentially, that do not change, obviously. And the folks that have, like Royal Rife, who have developed microscopy that can examine living organisms, say that they change shape. They're pleomorphic. And that really gets to the heart of the discussion. And these things, Royal Rife said, depending on what kind of light you shine on them, they behave differently. They change shape. Whatever, you know, frequency is presented to them causes them to change their shape. So to say a purported life form, which is not bacterial, viral, or fungal, I mean, if you listen to the Royal Rifes, they say it's D, all of the above, depending on the frequency that is presented to it. And it changes form. It's pleomorphic. So, let's see. Sales of 714X have been banned by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which is a captured agency of pharma, obviously. And in 1996, Charles Pixley was tried and jailed for advocating and distributing it. During proceedings, Pixley claimed it was the rebranding of a homeopathic beverage known prior to the establishment of the FDA. However, Nasons later said it was completely different, has nothing to do with homeopathy. Composition, administration, safety and effectiveness. Here's what's interesting, these two sections, safety and effectiveness and legal issues. No studies have been published on the safety or efficacy of 714X in humans, and the few available animal studies have shown no beneficial effect. This, the American Cancer Society has stated, which itself is a captured organization, obviously, there is no scientific evidence that 714X is effective in treating any type of cancer or any other issues. And then legal issues. The FDA has banned both importation and sale of 714X as health fraud. And at least one prison sentence has been handed down for importing it into America. Right. 714X is manufactured in Canada, etc. But see, the part that I miss is where the FDA has proven. If there are no safety, if there are no studies, efficacy studies or safety studies, has the FDA done any studies or commissioned any studies? The best safety and efficacy study results that money can buy? Anyway, so it's fascinating, you know, if you're, I guess, buying the establishment narrative hook, line, and sinker, then you don't look any further than that. And this refers to, this Wikipedia entry refers to another entry of a list of unproven and disproven cancer treatments. Alternative health system, diet-based, electromagnetic, energy-based, hybrid, plant and fungus-based, et cetera, et cetera. And then under C also, list of topics characterized as pseudoscience, which I find fascinating. It's pretty much everything that, you know, makes people curious, but and then some, you know, interesting stuff otherwise, but not an exhaustive list. It's that's an interesting entry. If you have time to kill, list of topics characterized as pseudoscience. That's funny because we have seen over the last 18 months that this entire COVID nonsense seems to be shrouded in mystery, and anything that is brought forth purported to be science seems to be pseudoscience. So, but you know, back to what I was saying earlier, when you see, you know, mystery and catastrophic failure and all of that kind of stuff, this Hollywood narrative, you can be sure that something fishy is going on and there's more to what's happening than meets the eye. And, you know, speaking of the Alec Baldwin incident and COVID and everything else, just about everything else that we see in the media these days, one of the common themes is that we don't know exactly who did what, we don't know exactly who's responsible, and we don't know exactly who's culpable and where the failure occurred exactly. And if we do find out, actually, then there's a massive effort to obfuscate that, and any legitimate questions and any legitimate answers are drowned out in the establishment narrative to redirect our attention as though it's some kind of COINTELPRO operation. So that's interesting. Maybe just a little bit, since I mentioned Brad Case's book, Royal Rife, Gas and Nations, and many others have proven that pleomorphism is a fact of life. It has been compared with evolution, with evolution and symbiosis, two theories with which it is intimately tied. The evidence for it is, for all practical purposes, incontrovertible, but the medical world has yet to embrace it. Why? Perhaps they are afraid that if they let this cat out of the bag, they would see their stranglehold on healthcare start to loosen. Again, this is the largest lobbying interest conglomerate, if you will, on Capitol Hill. Western medicine has been built on the overly simplistic foundation of the germ theory of disease, a theory with many, many holes. They say that for every disease, there's one pathogenic organism. The pharmaceutical industry has fully embraced this theory and taking it on as their purpose in life, to find a drug or chemical to kill every disease-causing organism on the face of the planet, no matter what the cost. It must be frightening for them to realize that their entire foundation is actually nothing but a house of cards built on quicksand. Take away the germ theory of disease, and the whole reason for their existence practically disappears. And again, this is the largest lobby in Congress by far. So, Aaron and Melissa Dykes did that video a while back on Royal Rife. What's that titled? Mainstream medical science will be forced to admit Royal Rife was right. It's a great video. It was very promising technology, and then all of a sudden it was gone. Compliments of Morris Fishbein. And it's amazing how we buy the propaganda. So, continuing back to the conversation that I had. Well, I guess we're running late now. Um, before I get to the conversation, I don't know what's going on. Conversation that I had. We will go to the phones, I suppose. We're headed into a break, but we'll go to the phones when we come back, right? Break time. So I want to get to this conversation that I had. I think you'll find it fascinating. But before I do that, we'll go to the phones. I'm not seeing calls again for some reason. All right, so we'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. To the phones, John in Tennessee. Thanks for calling. Sorry for the wait. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, don't let me forget. I want to play.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. No, just kidding. Okay. Yes.
I'm having a difficult time. It's got to be me.
Before you go, I want to play a clip from Aaron Melissa Dyke's Alan Turing, Cybernetics and the Secret of Life. To your point yesterday about 3D printing a man, it's interesting. If you understand what I was just talking about, you know, what Brad Case writes about, that Royal Rife discovered, or, you know, Beauchamp, Rife, Nascens, etc., that is contrary to germ theory. It's a field that most of science and medicine is unfamiliar with. So it seems like, you know, Clark's third law, it's magic. But if you take that and you put it together with some of what Aaron was discussing in Alan Turing, Cybernetics and the Secret of Life, and particularly where he quotes Norbert Wiener from God and Gollum, Inc., which is a very bizarre book. You know, from there you jump forward to Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. The full title of his book, by the way, Norbert Wiener's God and Gollum, Inc., is God and Gollum, Inc., A Comment on Certain Points Where Cybernetics Impinges on Religion, which, like I said, to me, I skip forward to Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines from there. Now, we're going to do that. So the point is, they take this matter that guys like Royal Rife identify, or Gaston Nascens, as the building blocks of life that are never destroyed, and that's what they use to 3D print the man, as you said. You know, and they can do it not just in your printer in your lab, but maybe remotely. Maybe we send signals over the internet, and halfway around the world we print the guy. Anyway.
Well, Chris, what, you know, you brought up Royal Rife,
yep.
And you said something that provoked me. It was like, what happened? You know, what about the machine? What about the technology? And it's funny because I actually was watching a TED Talk probably within the last month or 6 weeks where there's a 30-something, maybe early 40 dark-haired guy, and he's talking in front of the conference, and they're eating it up, and he's talking about Rife technology, destroying cancer using resonance, using frequencies, and other diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually applied for a patent on Rife technology. So I guess he was about 100 years ahead of his time, and Rockefeller medicine was new, and they had to find a way to dispose of the toxic chemicals created from refining oil into gasoline and, distribution of chemicals because it would kill the environment. So they wrap it up in a pill using pharmacology and make you sicker so that you would have to come back and get more pharmacology, the sorcery. And now they're presenting themselves as being so brilliant and so godlike that we may be able to do away with the drugs, you know. We can use sound to destroy cancer. It's amazing. I may have sent it to you.
Like with Tesla, if it doesn't have a plug, they don't want it. If they can put a plug on it, then,
But what are time, people doing now for the most part?
We're headed into the second hour. Yeah, we gotta do the break. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.